From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. Today is Monday, July 28th at 8:55. We have Aaron Curtis on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Kimberly. Markets are markets are lower here again. So kind of the consistent theme here, the weather continues to look good enough. We saw some rain move through the center part of the Midwest again over the weekend, some inch to plus total seen throughout that center part of the Midwest, should continue to support pretty green crops overall. The big cool down coming this weekend, though. Temps at highs will be back in the high 70s, so market not very concerned about hot, dry weather at this point. Still seeing some warm and dry conditions in the far southern plains, but so far it's kind of going to stay there for now, and looks like some cooler weather. Air coming through the Midwest, which should continue to support high crop ratings and green conditions overall. So we'll turn the calendar to August here this weekend. So obviously some weather still to go, but right now the market is not too concerned about what the weather looks like overall. We did see the U.S. and EU agree to a trade deal over the weekend. Not anything mentioned specifically on grains, so didn't have much impact there. U.S. and China are meeting here early this week, and that'll be of importance for the market to see if any sort of progress gets done there. Market is expecting just this tariff pause to be extended a few more weeks, so we'll see if that comes to fruition or not. Argentina did lower export taxes on corn, soybeans, and soybean products over the weekend, so that's deemed a little bit negative to U.S. prices, as that'll benefit the producer there, keep more product flowing into export channels with those lower export taxes. So that's weighing a little bit on grains here this morning. Export inspections will be out this morning. Crop progress out this afternoon. Looking for corn and bean ratings to be steady. Overall, weather continues to be pretty good, although looking at this time of year, we start to see just some natural changing of the crop. So that'll maybe have some impact on crop ratings here as the weeks go on, but overall should be pretty well supported ratings. As for prices here today, we have September corn at 394 and three quarters, down 4 3/4. December corn at 414 and three quarters, down 4 1/4. August soybeans at 988 and three quarters, down 10. November soybeans at 1012, that's down 9 cents. August soybean meal, 266.30, down 150. August bean oil at 56.43. That's down 6. September Chicago wheat at 534 1/4, down 4. December at 554 1/2, down 3 3/4. September Kansas City wheat at 525 1/4. That's down 1 1/4. Livestock markets here are mixed. The cattle on feed report on Friday afternoon generally leaned a little bit friendly to futures. So we're seeing August cattle at 227.65, up 117. October is at 224.35, up 120. August feeder cattle 333.67, up 230. September at 334.32, up 212. August lean hogs 108.25, down 45. October hogs at 90.40. That's down 20. So really, weather continues to dominate the trade headlines, and that continues to look generally favorable. We'll have another month end, another contract first notice day here for August futures coming on Thursday. So we'll see if that has any impact on the market. But mostly, weather looks favorable, and waiting for more news on potential trade deals, Kimberly.
Thanks so much, Aaron. You've been listening to Morning Edition on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana.